ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भगवद्गीता चैप्टर 16 एंटाइटल्ड द डिवाइन एंड डेमोनिक नेचर्स। टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। कामम आश्रित्य दुष्पूरम दंभमानमदान्विता मोहाद् गृहीत्वा सद्ग्राहान् प्रवर्तन्ते यशचीव्रता। एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। वी आर टेकिंग अप टेक्स्ट 10, 11 एंड 12 टुडे। ट्रांसलेशन गोस, taking shelter of insatiable lust and absorbed in the conceit of pride and false prestige, the demoniac disillusioned are always sworn to unclean work, attracted by the impermanent. They believe that to gratify the senses is the prime necessity of human civilization. Thus, until the end of life, their anxiety is immeasurable. Bound by a network of hundreds of thousands of desires and absorbed in lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. Purport. The demoniac mentality is described here. The demons have no satiation for their lust. They will go on increasing and increasing their insatiable lust, insatiable desires for material enjoyment. Although they are always full of anxieties on account of accepting non-permanent things, they still continue to engage in such activities out of illusion. They have no knowledge and cannot tell that they are heading the wrong way. Accepting non-permanent things, such demoniac people create their own god, create their own hymns and chant accordingly. The result is that they become more and more attracted to two things: sex enjoyment and accumulation of material wealth. The word asuchi vrita, unclean vows, is very significant in this connection. Such demoniac people are only attracted by wine, women, gambling and meat eating. Those are their asuchi, unclean habits, induced by pride and false prestige. They create some principles of religion which are not approved by the Vedic injunctions. Although such demoniac people are most abominable in the world, by artificial means the world creates a false honor for them. Although they are gliding towards hell, they consider themselves very much advanced. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Translation once again. So, Krishna, in this particular chapter, he first describes the divine qualities. And now he is describing the demoniac qualities. And what Krishna is telling here about the demons, they are always sworn to unclean work, attracted by the impermanent. And they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. Now, all these things sounds very familiar, because it is indicative of a corrupt society. A civilization which is filled with demons will exhibit these symptoms, which Krishna is specifying here. They are sworn to unclean work. They secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. All these characteristics Krishna is describing of the demoniac kinds of people of this world. So we see in today's society, such tendencies are rampant. How certain category of people, they are securing money by illegal means, and how certain category of people, they are addicted to unclean kinds of works, which is not legal, illegal kind of work. In fact, the newspaper, the media, it's filled with news, such news. And from that we can understand that We are living in a demonic civilization where unclean work and the tendency to secure money by any illegal means is very rampant. And in fact, everybody in today's society unanimously agrees that it won't want such a society where people are not honest, people are ready to do anything and everything to acquire money, people are dishonest, and people take to illegal means to secure properties. We don't want to live in such a civilization. So unanimously, everyone in today's society agrees that we don't want such things happening in our society. We want a clean society where people are honest and people follow the laws, they're law abiding, and they don't try to snatch away others' property by thievery or by corruption. We want such a society. But the problem is, we all know that such influences are there in our society, but we are not able to pinpoint who are the people who are exhibiting these demonic tendencies. So there is demonic influence in our society, according to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, because we find these things happening in our society today. But unfortunately, we are not able to identify who are these demonic forces which are creating these influences. Everybody has a different opinion of because of whom such bad influences are going on in society. The newspaper, they give us news about this group of people, they are responsible for these demonic tendencies. And in the same newspaper, in some other place, it will be stated, it is not because of this particular group of people, it is because of that particular group of people that all these demonic tendencies are found in society. One political party blames another political party of being corrupt, of being dishonest. And another political party blames the first political party of being dishonest and going for illegal means of securing money. So, in the society we are living in, it's all confusion. Everybody agrees that there is demonic influence and all these negative things should be taken away from society. But what is the source of these negative influences? That is very difficult to point out. In fact, everyone is busy blaming the others. People blame the government officers. They are sworn to unclean habits. They take to illegal means. They are corrupt. And because of that reason, there is so much of problem in society. But we ask the government workers, what will they say? We don't know. If we don't take bribe or if we don't become part of the system, we'll be transferred to some other place. So we are honest. But what to do in order to survive in this society, we have to act in this way. So they will present themselves as honest. You ask the higher officials, they will say ministers are responsible. You ask the ministers, they will say the opposition party is responsible. So who exactly is responsible for all the corruption? Who exactly is responsible for all the dishonesty that is going on in society? Is there any one group in society which everyone unanimously can pinpoint as being the culprits? Very difficult to find any such group. Not even the terrorists. We cannot say that terrorists are responsible for problems in society, because there are certain groups of people in India who will say that the terrorists are not terrorists. They are jihadis, or they are religious people working for the religion. So there is no unanimous agreement regarding What is the source of this demonic influence in society? Which group is responsible? Who is responsible exactly for these negative influences? Diverse opinion, because we are living in a democracy, which Prabhupada called demon crazy. That means trying to search the demons, you go crazy. You feel these politicians, they are the demons. But sometimes they seem to be honest. Another set of politicians, they seem to be the demons. Who exactly is the demon? No political party is ready to take the blame. In fact, just yesterday, one particular political leader, he happened to go to a college in a particular city, and he had a huge group of students in front of him, and he asked the students, "You look at me, do I look corrupt?" And then he went on to say that actually there are corrupt politicians, but I am not amongst them. I am sure if any other politician were in his place, he would make the same claim. So many times, people in their confusion, they feel that nothing will happen of India. India will remain the same. There are all these negative influences in society, corruption, dishonesty, all these things are going on. But who is dishonest, who is corrupt, how to rectify the society? It is very difficult. It's out of control. Just forget it. You yourself become little dishonest, little corrupt, that is okay. Many people feel like this. And there are certain groups of people who say that, no, how will India progress? We have to somehow come together, unite, and investigate these dishonest and corrupt elements and root them out of society. Many people are of that revolutionary spirit. But if we ask them, if we ask each of these revolutionists regarding what is the root of corruption and dishonesty, he will have a different opinion. So this is the problem confronting Indian society today. Everybody agrees there is widespread corruption, there is widespread dishonesty, and the people are ready to, you know, take to cheating methods to secure more and more money. All of us understand that these things are going on in society, but precisely who is responsible, it's very difficult to understand. These demonic influences, these negative influences seems to be everywhere, all pervading. Newspapers talks about it, media talks about it, but the solution, no one knows. Forget about the solution. But who exactly is creating the problem, there is confusion. And sometimes we feel, wish only we could know that these are the people who are dishonest. These are the people who are creating all the problems in India today. These are the corrupt people. If only everyone could unanimously come to a conclusion regarding one section of society as creating the problems, then all of us can unite and remove that element of society. We feel sometimes, but unfortunately, that is very difficult because everyone has a different opinion. But wish only it could happen. But historically, if you see, there was a time in India where all Indians unanimously agreed that this is a section of society who are the culprits. And in fact, all of India did unite to throw away that dishonesty, that corruption, and those demoniac influences. When was it? Prior to the independence. After independence, democracy, all differences of opinion regarding who is responsible for all the problems. But at least prior to the independence, everyone unanimously came to a conclusion. Sri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki unanimously came to a conclusion that yes, the British, they are responsible. They are the people who are the dishonest. They are the people who are cheating the Indians. They are the people who are corrupt. They are the people who are the exploiters. And they are the demons. All of India did agree upon this one particular point prior to independence. And they all united to fight against this demonic influence. And in fact, the British were demoniac. As the verse states here, bound by a network of hundreds of thousands of desires and absorbed in lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. So the British, on the whole, they were all out to somehow exploit the whole of India. To somehow, for their own sense gratification, do anything and everything to gain more and more money for the British Empire. How did the British exploit the Indians? One example was cited by a follower of Gandhi, Vinoba. Cotton. Earlier in the Indian economy, cotton used to be grown in the field, and then the farmer used to spin that cotton to produce woven cloth for himself and the whole family. Simple. But what did the British do? They introduced a perfect economy to completely exploit the Indians. So now, the cotton produced in the field, the farmer had to sell it to a local dealer. And the dealer would collect all the cotton and sell it to another dealer. And that dealer is to sell this cotton to a transporter who will transport it to Bombay. And at Bombay, this transporter used to sell this cotton to a shipper who used to ship this cotton from Bombay to Great Britain. And the porter there at Great Britain used to sell this cotton to another dealer. And this dealer used to sell this cotton to a factory. And that factory used to spin this cotton and sell the spun cotton to another factory. And that factory used to make woven cloth out of that spun cotton and sell that woven cloth to another dealer. And that dealer used to sell that cloth, the ready-made cloth, to a transporter who used to transport it to a British port. And the porter used to sell it to a shipper who would ship it back to Bombay. And at Bombay, the shipper used to sell that cotton cloth to a dealer who would sell it to a retailer in a village. And that villager used to sell that cotton to the same farmer who produced the cotton at 10 or 20 times the price. The same cloth coming back to him, the price is 10 to 20 times. This was the exploitation of the British economy. And during the process, as Krishna tells here, network of hundreds and thousands, so many networks had to be maintained to maintain this economy. Thousands of railway lines, so many inspectors, policemen, offices, stock exchanges, firefighting engines, so many docks had to be maintained, so many ports had to be maintained. so much of infrastructure and so much of enslavery, so much of colonization just to maintain this economy, so much of complication in society had to be brought out simply to maintain this British economy, because they were greedy for more money. And the Indians were getting more and more exploited, the society was getting more and more complicated, and all this was happening simply because the British were ready to do anything to secure more money. They were ready to take to any corrupt means to secure more money. So this was the situation at that time. So the demoniac forces could be clearly distinguished in society. Now, how this particular demonic influence was dealt with, if you understand it, maybe we can learn lessons in our own lives. Gandhiji, he came to the scene somewhere around 1920. Now, what was Gandhi's opinion regarding what was happening? The whole of India was thinking these demonic influences, whom all of them could unanimously pinpoint, how to take them out of India, how to fight against them, against these demonic influences. But what Gandhiji did was very revolutionary. What he told was, he said that all members of society had the power to influence the forces that apparently controlled them. So Gandhiji gave a different outlook altogether. He said, unless you participate in this economy, there is no question of you getting influenced by the British. Unless you agree to become exploited, in no way they can exploit you. Apparently, the British are controlling you, but we have the power to act in such a way that they don't have any control over us. How is that? He made it very simple. If the Indians don't buy the British products, if we don't cooperate with the British, there is no question they can rule over us. In the example we took, the farmer doesn't buy the cotton provided by the British. He doesn't buy the cloth manufactured by the British. If he doesn't do that, that's it. There's the end of the story. The whole British economy will collapse. All the Indians were thinking how to fight against the mighty British Empire. But Gandhiji gave a simple policy. You just take a spinning wheel and spin for 1 hour daily. And if everyone in India does it, the British influence over India will be automatically destroyed. It might sound ridiculous, but it actually shook the British Empire. It was such a powerful method which Gandhiji adopted. It actually shook the foundation of the British Empire. People started working on their spinning wheel for 1 hour daily. That's all. And simply when they did that, they produced their own cotton. Their own cotton cloth. So they were able to clothe themselves and the whole family, and there was no market for the British products. And the whole British Empire was based on their economy. And because the economy started collapsing, the British, they had no control over India. So this was the policy, the genius of Gandhiji. He said that each one of us has the power to not get influenced by the factors that apparently control us. Maybe we can take certain lessons from the method which Gandhiji employed. Today, in today's society, at least in those days, it was clear who are the demons. But in today's society, as we were discussing earlier, it is very difficult to understand where are the demonic influences. In fact, the Shastras say the demonic influences are all pervading in Kali Yuga. Dishonesty is all pervasive. Cheating is everywhere. And tendency to become illegal and the tendency to secure money by any means, these tendencies are everywhere, in atmosphere, wherever we go. But just like Gandhiji said, what Gandhiji basically said was, we change our lifestyle. We adopt certain principles in our life individually, take out 1 hour daily, and the British Empire will be overthrown. So similarly, the Shastras and the great Acharyas, they tell us that in Kali Yuga, even though the demonic forces cannot be pinpointed, they are present and they are all pervading. And they actually make our life miserable. It's a fact. Who can deny in India that we are being influenced and we are being made miserable by the dishonesty that is going on around us? That we are being influenced and we are being made miserable by the corruption that is going on in society today. All these things are going on and they are influencing our lives. They are making our lives miserable. But the Acharyas say that instead of searching for what is causing the demonic influence, or instead of trying to fight headlong these demonic influences, what we have to do is adopt certain methods in our individual lives. And automatically, we won't be influenced by the demonic forces. We'll be aloof from the influence of these demonic tendencies. Gandhiji gave the method, take out 1 hour every day for spinning on cotton and the British Empire will be overthrown. And the Acharyas, they say, simply take out 2 hours every day for chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra and you'll see that all demonic influences will be overthrown from your life. It might seem ridiculous, and so it seemed ridiculous to many at the time of Indian independence. This Gandhiji is old man, he's telling, he cannot fight, he's an old man. So he's telling that you take a spinning wheel, you spin on it, and everything will become okay. How is it possible? People thought. But it was the perfect policy. Similarly, the Acharyas say that it looks terrible. The world is in a terrible situation. Corruption is all pervading. Dishonesty is all pervading. Falsehood is all pervading. There was one company, Satyam, and they turned out to be the most asatyam in due course of time. That is the status of today's society. And many times, people, they feel, what will happen? What will happen to India? So many factors going beyond our control. What will happen to our nation? What will happen to our state? What will happen to our city? So many problems, this problem, that problem. Problems are everywhere. Individually, collectively, at the level of society, at the level of nation. Who is to be blamed? Who is not to be blamed? It's all a confusing situation in today's society. But the Acharya has given a simple solution. If we adopt methods by which we change our internal environment, and if everyone takes to this method of cleansing their internal environment by taking to the spiritual process, very soon the whole society will change in due course of time. And just like Gandhiji gave a particular method, spinning wheel, 1 hour per day. Sure shot technique. If everyone takes to the spinning wheel 1 hour per day, the British Empire will be overthrown. What a proposal. Looks incredible, but it worked. Similarly, the Acharyas, especially Srila Prabhupada. He said that these demonic tendency has to be first overthrown out of our hearts by adopting a spiritual process. And when everyone takes to this spiritual process by which demonic tendencies are curtailed, then we'll automatically see a change in the entire society, and we'll see demonic influences evaporating slowly but surely from society as a whole. It is possible. That is the promise of the Acharyas. And they give a simple method. Take to this chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Looks very simple. Chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Every day. To begin with at least 10, 20 minutes, 30 minutes every day. And simply if more and more people take to this process, the impossible will happen. We can find Satyuga, the age of virtue within Kaliyuga, which is the age of vice, which is filled with demonic influences. So rather than wasting time in simply discussing about this demonic influence, that demonic influence, these demonic forces, that demonic forces, instead of simply playing a blame game, that is what is going on in society today. Each fraction of society is blaming another faction of society as being the culprits for all the problems going on in society. Each political party, what do they do in their rallies? Simply but blame. They simply blame the other political party. It's a blame game. Newspaper, they're making money out of it. The media, they're making money out of it. It's all a blame game, and everyone is trying to show how the other party is demoniac. And people in general fall to this trap also. And everyone has a different opinion. Who is the cause of all the problems in society today? But here the Acharyas, they give a definite solution. Adopt a simple method of internal transformation. When more and more people adopt this method of internal transformation, automatically the change of society, the face of society will change. If Gandhiji could overthrow the mighty British Empire, the British Empire was so mighty. They used to say the sun never sets in the British Empire. Such a powerful empire. And what were the Indians? Nothing. But simply when people spun on their spinning wheel 1 hour per day, the British quit India. If that is possible, this is perfectly possible. That if we adopt a method of cleansing our heart by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly, the face of society will change and we'll find divine influences coming into our society. And it is happening within the little society of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, within the larger society. In the society of devotees, we don't find these demonic influences. So seeing this small sample, we can understand that this experiment will work when we take the entire society as a whole. As more and more people take to this process of simple method of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, all problems will be solved. And then the newspapers will have no news, because there won't be any corruption in society. There won't be any problems in society. And the newspaper have to simply print Krishna Katha. Otherwise, what can they do? They have to simply print the news about corruption, this problem, that problem, filled with problems, newspapers. No Krishna Katha. No place for Krishna Katha. Why? Because we are responsible. If every citizen of the country takes the responsibility of spiritual upliftment, India can be transformed overnight. There won't be any corruption. No problems. It will be a peaceful society. Nothing to complain. It will be happy. Happy society. Individually and collectively. So, we have to take to this method and try to tell others to adopt this simple method of self-transformation. Thank you very much. Any questions anyone has? So when we chant Hare Krishna, first of all it is changing our internal environment. So we are not, his question is, when we chant Hare Krishna, the world, so many problems are there. So when we chant Hare Krishna, how the society is benefited? Is that your question? Now the impact of our chanting of Hare Krishna is much more deeper than we can imagine actually. The Shastras say that when a person chants Hare Krishna, he influences his atmosphere positively. He purifies his own heart, number one. And then by his chanting of Hare Krishna, he is influencing, maybe invisibly, people around him who are hearing that chanting, and also the other living entities who are being subjected to that particular sound vibration. That is one thing. Another thing is, when we become purified within our heart and we are living in a society, and when we become more and more purified, and when we go into the society and interact with society, we have an influence over whomever we meet with. Prabhupada was a perfectly purified soul. He was alone, one person chanting Hare Krishna. How did he influence society? He went to America, which was filled with all sorts of problems. Problems to such an extent that the youth of society at that time in America, who are actually the future of the society, the youth are tomorrow's future, isn't it? They are the people who will be holding responsible posts in society tomorrow, the youth of today. They were the problems of society itself at that particular point of time. The future of the society was the problem of society. That was American society. A country filled with so many problems. But one person chanting Hare Krishna, because he was doing it perfectly, when he went there, whomsoever he interacted with, he changed their demonic influence into divine. Whomever he met with, he changed their lives. How much influence on society did he have? History speaks of it. And even today, we may not be as purified as he was, but to whatever extent we get purified by the chanting of Hare Krishna, even without our knowledge, we are purifying to a greater or lesser extent the people whom we are interacting with. We are having little influence. And when more people chant Hare Krishna, everyone will have a little influence. And all these little influences, they accumulate. And in this way, the whole society will be transformed. One person, how much can he spin cotton into cloth? One cloth, one person makes. How it will overthrow the British Empire? Looks incredible. But when everyone spins cotton, then the British Empire is overthrown. So drops, they accumulate to form the sea. So when we adopt to this process thoroughly, first of all, we become immune to demonic influences outside. That is one thing. And secondly, we also have a positive impact in transforming the face of demonic society outside. Little influence. And the more we become purified, the influence increases. So with confidence we should continue this process of chanting Hare Krishna. And this is the only method of changing the demonic face of society. Prabhupada was that visionary. When he was at Chicago, the newspaper headlines was crime, why and what to do. That was the headlines of the newspaper at that time. So much crime in Chicago city. And the police commissioner came to Prabhupada asking for a solution. And what was Prabhupada's answer? It looked impractical and irrational maybe. Just like Gandhiji's spinning of wheel seemed to be irrational and illogical. Prabhupada said, everyone should come together and chant Hare Krishna and there should be mass distribution of prasadam. And in this way, all criminal activities in Chicago will stop. Unfortunately, they couldn't understand his solution. And so, America is still plagued with so much of problems. If only his message was taken seriously, then we would have a world free of problems today. So still, as Indians, we can take to this spiritual method of chanting Hare Krishna. And this is the only solution, in fact. The Shastras say it. This is the only method. Because the demonic influences are too strong to fight against headlong. Not possible. The only method is non-cooperation with demonic forces and internal transformation by chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. As devotees, we should be convinced of this. Then we'll have more influence on others. Yeah, that we can discuss after the class. Okay. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.